from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Dan, when we talk about, obviously, the details of the Hall of Fame game, people wonder this. We talked about it on the Mullin Haas show. Matt Eberflus said today, we'll find out soon how many snaps Caleb Williams will play or if he'll play at all. What's your sense?
My sense is I don't think so. Brad Biggs, our colleague, was trying to do the research on the last time a QB1 has played in the Hall of Fame game and was deep into several years back without having found an example yet. So I think by the time we finish recording this episode, he'll probably have something somewhere that gives us that answer. This is one of those odd waltzes that we do every summer.
Yeah.
I'm generally interested in how much Caleb Williams, the first unit offense, will play in the preseason. I never understand why coaches have such a difficult time of being a little bit more forward with it. Like, I understand that you've got to try to drive up ratings for the Hall of Fame game, and the league asks you, hey, don't tell the world that the number one pick in the draft isn't going to play next week. But they've obviously made their decision internally inside this building. They know what they're going to do. And so I'm always struck by the, oh yeah, we're going to meet about that, you know, as soon as I step away from this podium. No, it's been met about multiple times, and a decision's been made. They just don't want to announce it publicly.
Is that what Brad is doing with his time, is researching 2016 Hall of Fame games? Doesn't he have better things to do?
Yeah, that's something you got to take up with Brad. I know you'll have Biggs time on the Mullin Haas show several times per week here. You can ask him if he's got other things to do, but
can't wait to
we'll see
out.
What that research turns up.
I will find out. I think that it's much ado about very little. I won't say nothing. I do think there's value in a rookie, especially the operation of breaking the huddle, calling the play, handing off, getting used to managing his anxiety. That's the one thing I think is sometimes maybe overlooked, and maybe it's not a big deal with a guy like Caleb Williams. But if he doesn't play, I don't think you're losing out on anything. And if he does, I don't think it's necessarily reckless or risky either. I just think it's football. You could get hurt in pregame. We have seen that before with the Chicago Bears quarterback.
And it's just an understandable level of intrigue for fans and analysts and the football world in general, because everyone wants to see, what does this look like in the NFL? What does Caleb Williams look like with his full Bears uniform on and 11 defenders coming to try to take him down? And can he operate in ways that make you say, yep, that looks like the number one overall pick in the draft? And so that level of intrigue is growing, and it won't be satisfied until he has two or three series under his belt. And then we over-exaggerate what those two or three series mean to the duration of his NFL career.
Anything else before we get out of here? Anything else that's happened of note in the last couple practices or to look forward to this weekend?
I mean, I'm just looking forward to the, like I said at the outset, the elevation of training camp, fans in the stands here, the excitement and eagerness that we've felt building for months, playing out here on the practice fields in Lake Forest, the pads coming on, the competition of one-on-ones, elevating the juices to where there may be a fracas or two. You know, those first couple training camp fracases are always exciting for everyone, because it's just like, okay, you know, the edge is back. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to just the next couple days out here and just kind of how they'll kind of signify the real arrival of training camp and where we're headed.
Mullin Haas show will be at House Hall Tuesday morning, 5:30 to 10. Special guest to be announced later. That will be a lot of fun. The Bears, certainly the Hall of Fame game is on August 1st, Thursday in Canton, Ohio. We'll be there too. We're going to be there Thursday and Friday. Maybe we'll do a podcast from Canton next week. There's a lot of good things on the calendar, Dan. And we're going to have a mailbag episode as well. So there's a lot of things to talk about, a lot of stuff going on with the Bears. Busy first week of practice, a lot of stuff. It's good to see Caleb. I think the big picture national headline is Rich Eisen, who said they're going to be in the NFC Championship game. But if I were to summarize the biggest development with the Bears Bears training camp the first week is Caleb Williams looks the part, and that's been the best news. And really, no news is good news at Bears camp.
I can't do another summer of just trying to put into perspective the overinflated hope and expectations that people have for this football team, but we will give you sort of a real view every step of the way. And I think that there is reasons to feel good about where the quarterback has gotten to early on in establishing connections across the entire team. And now you just got to grow as a quarterback as soon as humanly possible. Cause as you and I have talked about, there's not going to be the level of runway that Justin Fields had, that Mitch Trubisky had, that even Jay Cutler had. The urgency for results is going to be there right away.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.